Do you, by any chance, do you touch him or something like that?
No.
No, it doesn't touch him. Sorry, Jackie. That's four down and six to go. Miss Francis, I'm going to give you 1 minute from now.
Well, Mr. X, is there anything protective about your job?
No.
Five down and five to go, Mr. Axelrod.
Sir, are you something in the nature... Could you be called in any remote way an instructor or teacher?
Yes.
Do you instruct in something akin to physical culture?
Yes.
Are you Charles Atlas?
Yes.
Hello and welcome to FW Presents, the anthology show for the Fire and Water Podcast Network. And this is Geek Fitness 2. Gene, we're doing Geek Fitness 2. Can you believe it?
I cannot. This is quite shocking, to be honest.
It really is. I'm Rob Kelly, and of course with me here is Gene Hendricks. It was almost exactly a year, Gene, since we did the first Geek Fitness. I went and looked it up on the site, and we published that on June 30th, 2017, and it's the middle of June as we're recording this. And I think I can speak for both of us, Gene, when I say that when we came up with this idea, right, that we talked about doing a podcast, just a one-off, about how to stay fit, we were worried that anyone was going to be interested in this. We were just like, should we even do this? And I think there was even a point where we were almost going to, cancel it. We're just like, oh, I don't know. But we did it, and boy howdy, did that really work out.
Yeah, I'm flabbergasted, because I was so worried that you and I talking about it would sound like we were just self-aggrandizing. Like, hey, you know, we did this. Isn't that wonderful?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm amazed it didn't come off that way. And we have so many people that have, I want to say, joined the fight, you know? Because that's how I look at it. You know, it's a fight to against the typical geek body.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much. So I am so grateful that we did that episode, because now we have all these people who are doing the same thing. Well, maybe not the same thing, because no way in hell I'm doing deadlifts. But
yeah, true enough.
Yeah, they're getting out. They're getting active. They're using MyFitnessPal and recording what they eat. They're going out and recording their exercise activity, and it's just. The fact that the episode that you and I did is responsible for at least a tiny part of that, it makes it all worthwhile.
Yeah, it really is startling. I mean, again, like you said, I was concerned that it was going to sound like we were bragging a little. And I know that, anyone who follows me on Facebook knows that I post my daily running every day on my thing. And I know that I think probably to some people – that sounds like I'm bragging, you know, I'm like, oh, la-di-da. And it really is not my intention. It really was always meant to be inspiring. And when I have gotten comments from people that have said, you helped me be motivated to do it myself, I'm like, that's what I want. And so in the comments, we got a bunch of comments on the episode, which was fantastic. And a bunch of people asked us, are you guys going to create like a group somewhere? And we did. We created a Facebook group. And so we have the Fire and Water Geek Fitness Facebook group, which has a bunch of members, but there's a bunch of us that are regularly posting in there what it is that we do, whether it's, as you mentioned, the deadlifts, which again I ain't doing, or running, or lawn mowing. That's you're big on that. I know you're pushing around the lawnmower. It really is it is to me helpful as a motivator to make sure I do the thing that I should be doing every day, because I know I get that slight feeling of satisfaction and reward by getting to kind of crow about it, by getting that to go and saying, hey, I went and did it. You know, I went and did this today and I'm proud of that. And that's it. As you said, the idea that this thing that we came up with doing had this positive effect across so many people is just startling to me. I'm like, as corny as it sounds, it really feels like, wow, like the podcasting thing is not just to entertain myself, to talk about little comic books, although of course that's what it is too. But this thing had a really qualitative, positive effect in your life and in my life and in other people's life. And that's amazing. And so now that we're a year into it, Gene and I wanted to give a little bit of an update as to where we were, like what progress we've made. And again, just sort of talk a little bit about what it's like been in the past year. So I will start. In the year since we did it, I was still aiming to lose a bunch more weight. And I did. And by the time October rolled around, where I went to see my doctor, I weighed in at 177 pounds, which was the lightest I have ever been since high school. I have never,
well done.
I have never been that low before. And that was from running every single day. I did not take a day off. If it rained, I ran in the rain. Didn't matter. I did it. And I could not believe that I got down to 177 pounds because, I mean, that I've just never been that thin. And I got to admit, it felt wonderful. It just felt amazing that I was able to get that far down. And I remembered every so often when I get up in the morning to run and I would put on my running clothes, I would just check myself out in the mirror. You know, I would just look at my chest and my stomach, which is where the kind of the problem areas were. And I would just see it going down. And I would, you know, feel like so – it was so motivating to keep doing it because I would see the progress. You know, I could see it. I'd be like, look wow, I don't almost recognize myself. I've been so used to being heavy for so long that to see this person staring back at me in the mirror was just amazing. So – that I will never forget that moment of being on that scale in my doctor's office and weighing in at 177. And then I go to see my doctor, and he looks at the chart, and then he looks back at where I started, and his eyes, like, kind of bulging. He's like, wow. He's like, you really – he's like, you know. And so grand total from where I started this journey to where I ended in October, I ended up losing a total of, let me do the math, 63 pounds.
Nice.
Because I was at my heaviest, which was December of 2013, I weighed 240. So I managed to lose 63 pounds, which is just like – that's three of my dog. I can't imagine that I carry around three of my dogs with me, but I did. And so that was just unbelievable. Now for the bad news. Winter came. And as, again, as many of you know, I hate the winter. I don't know why I continue. Well, I know why I continue to live in New Jersey, because all my friends and family are here, and my life is here. But I hate the fact that I have to put up with winter so much, and I let slip on the reins. And I ate too much. I didn't exercise because it's dark. It's cold. I don't want to be outside. And I just – I lost control. I absolutely did. And so when I saw my doctor again in April, I weighed 200 pounds. Which means I gained 23 pounds, which was absolutely horrifying. I had no idea that I gained that much. And I was really mad at myself that I let it go. I knew that I had gained some weight, but I didn't know I'd gained that much. And that was very disconcerting. And I told myself, okay, you're going back. I know it's cold, because it's still cold here in mid-April, unfortunately. Mm. You got to go back to running. You got to get back on it. That's it. That's the end of the discussion. There's no argument. And I did, and I have. And I have not yet gone back to my doctor. I don't have the appointment yet, but I have been keeping track sort of in an informal way on WeFit. And according to WeFit, my last weigh-in, I was 187. So according to WeFit, I've lost 13 pounds. Now, I don't know how much WeFit varies from the doctor's scale, and if the doctor's scale is going to be the ultimate arbiter. But as I mentioned on the fitness page on Facebook, at my thinnest, I was at the fourth hole on my belt. And then at my worst over the winter, I was at the second hole in my belt. And that's how I knew how much weight I gained. Well, now I'm at the third hole in my belt. So I'm making progress. I am making progress. But it's one of those things where you would think being 177 and knowing how much of an achievement that was, that that would be a motivator to stay that way. But it shows that you can still slip. You know, you can still let things go, as I did. So it's a good lesson to remember that, you know, you have to be vigilant about this stuff.
Yeah, that's the thing is, yeah, it's something that you always have to have in the back of your mind. Now, I had a bit of an incident about 3 months after – no, actually, about 2 months after we set that episode out into the wild. And right before – Labor Day last year, I had a severe ankle sprain. Mm.
Essentially what happened is I was out for my walk. I walk at lunchtime during the week at work. So I can't really push myself too much because I still have to work in the afternoon. And I don't have a change of clothes. I just go and walk in my work clothes. Well, where I was on the sidewalk, and this part of the sidewalk, the grass next to it is about 4 inches down. So the sidewalk is raised up. And I just caught it right. My left foot was only halfway on, and I rolled my ankle. And if I wasn't wearing boots, my ankle would have snapped.
Oh.
Yeah, it was that bad. I went down. I still have a scar on my knee because when I went down, I ripped the knee out of my jeans.
Oh, my goodness. Oh.
So I was laid up for quite a while. In fact, I don't go walking now without an ankle brace on.
Wow, really? Oh, wow, yeah, okay.
It's just one of those slip-on compression braces, but I need to have it because the ankle's still not 100%. But I am back to walking. I don't walk through the rain like, you know, you run. I don't have quite that level of dedication, but like I said, I do it at lunchtime at work, so I can't come back into the office soaking wet.
Right, yeah.
Because of that and, you know, not exercising, I have gained about 10 pounds back. So now I'm back to it. The only issue that I'm having is because of the sports I played as a kid, I have two bad knees. And because of the ankle sprain, I now have one bum ankle. So, like the other day, I was out for a walk, and my left knee was saying, no, you're going back now. So I had to cut my walk short. But I'm still out, you know. I still try and do it as often as I can. And like you said, mowing the lawn counts because
you're moving.
I'm moving. I'm pushing something. And I do it for an hour and a half because I mow my lawn and my neighbor's lawn because she's a great-grandmother. I'm not going to make her do it.
Oh, that's very nice.
And there's nothing between us. You know, there's no fence between us. I do my lawn and just go right over to her lawn and keep going. So I essentially mow the lots are 100 by 100. So 200 by 100 minus house area. And the houses aren't super big. So, you know, it's a decent amount. And, you know, once a week, that's a decent workout. But what I've found, even without the exercise, is breakfast and lunch, if I can handle those. Dinner seems to not be a problem because you can only eat so much, you know? Mm-hmm. And what I've started doing, I used to take in yogurt for breakfast and lunch. And that's fine. I like vanilla yogurt. I don't have an issue with that. But I found something better. I now have those Atkins meal bars.
Okay.
Because they're easy. They don't need to be refrigerated, so I can buy them in bulk and keep them at work. And they give you the protein, the fiber, and everything, you know, that is good for you. You know, if you're going to be out exercising, you need the protein to build up the muscles. And the more muscle you have, the more fat you will burn, as I'm sure you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just if you're active and you have a decent amount of muscle mass, even when you're sitting, which I do all day at work, then you have, you know, your body is still going to burn calories. So the idea is, you know, getting out, getting the exercise going, but you have to have the protein in you in order to build the muscle up. So I find that's easy because there's, you know, there's stores right around where I work. I just go in right before. Oh, okay. Give me a box. Yeah, the value pack of that. That'll last me a week or so. And then I'm good. So, you know, you and I have both had issues over the winter, but we're back on track. And this is one of those things where, you know, I've been doing this for 4.5 years, just logging what I eat, trying to exercise and everything. It's still a daily thing. I sound like I'm at AA, but it's the same concept, one day at a time. And once, you know, as long as you say, I'm going to do this today, fine. Tomorrow will work itself out. Just do it today, get through it, and we're comic geeks, right?
Mm-hmm.
We have the addictive, completist personality. Once you start doing this and it becomes a habit, you keep going. Just at a sheer momentum, you keep going.
Yep.
And that, I find that that helps. You know, that's why I log into the website every day, to get it going, you know? And it, like you said, it's an accomplishment. I post my exercises on Facebook partially as a, hey, I did this, but also as a, hey, make sure I'm accountable. People are now expecting me to do it. I have to keep up with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. I mean, if I knew that if I ever start missing more than, like, I think I've missed one day since I started up again in mid-April. And there was one day where I just, my schedule just kept getting pushed and pushed and pushed. And then I eventually was like, you know, it was like 8 o'clock. And even then, when I don't run, I still walk. Tracy and I walk every day.
Mm.
We do at least like 1.5 miles, or up to actually more, about 2 miles every single day. That I don't even mention on Facebook. Like, that's just like a gimme of just doing that. So at the very minimum, I'm doing that. But yeah, I think I've only missed one day, and I do feel bad that I don't get to, like, mention it. You know, like I said, mm-hmm. It's an accomplishment thing. And there are mornings where I'm in a bad mood, where, like, work is really stressful or whatever, and I don't feel like doing it. And I always find myself saying, well, if you think today is going to suck, or yesterday sucked, how is not exercising going to make that any better?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, you're not running is not going to somehow make my mood better. In fact, it is going to make it a little better by doing it, because I'll feel more energized or whatever. And so the stuff like that. And so I have to make that deal with myself every morning, because of my new job. I have a different job than the one I had when we talked last. I have to get up even earlier to get up and do it. So I am running in pitch darkness. It is absurd how early I have to get up, but it's either that or I ain't getting done. And so, you know, I just do it. And like I said, I want to get back to that 177. And I know that you don't want to get focused on a number, because it really is more about health. If I can get my blood pressure down and everything else back up to normal levels at 183, that's fine. It would be great if I could get down to that number again, because that number was, like, magical. I mean, never thought that I would be in the 170s. But if I can get all the health benefits, being a different number, that's fine too. It's as you mentioned, it's so easy to slip. It's just so easy to just let it go for a little, and then it just builds upon itself. But then you can pick it back up again, and that's what the Geek Fitness page is for, and that's what this is for. That's why Gene and I are doing this again, is sort of a reminder of, like, let's check in again and see what's going on, see how we're doing. We're going to keep moving forward, literally and figuratively. And like I said, it's you know, I even, like, in between, like, you know, I even went and ran when I went to the Heroes Con in June, you know, like I brought my running stuff with me, because I was like, I really want to do that. Now, I did some other things there that weren't terribly healthy for me. That's another subject entirely. But yeah, I mean, it's been great to see other people post on the Geek Fitness page. And so I don't know. I don't know if there's anything else really we need to cover for this little mini thing. It was just Gene and I just wanted to check back in, let everybody know what's going on. We hope you leave comments on this one. Let us know how you're doing, how your exercise routines are going. See what positive changes you've made in your exercise routines, and hopefully you're getting out there, we're getting somewhere where you want to go. But I think maybe Gene and I should do this again, like maybe in September and October, check back in and just see where it goes, and then make that commitment to, because I am telling myself I am not letting this happen again next winter. I am not going to lose that much ground, because having lost 63 pounds and then gained 23 of it back is like, what a waste. What a waste of effort to do that. But I decided I'm not going to beat myself up too hard about it. I made mistakes. It was an ongoing, slow, cold, bitter mistake, but I'm not going to do it again. And so that's the best thing. You learn and you move forward. So Is there anything else we want to talk about for this Geek Fitness 2, Gene?
No, I think we covered everything. If anyone does want to join the Facebook group, just send a request. We can definitely get you in there. And if you want to, if anyone is on MyFitnessPal or any other app like that, let us know. We can friend you on it, and we positively reinforce every day as we go through this.
Absolutely. Yeah. There is a lot of stuff out there that makes it very easy, whether it's MyFitnessPal, as Gene mentioned, or the running app that I have. I mean, there's a lot of free stuff out there that you can use that is incredibly helpful. MyFitnessPal really was a life changer in just recognizing what I was putting in my body, mm-hmm. and it sounds boring, you know, logging in all the food that you eat, but it really is informative to see, wow, look how much exercise I have to do for that Kit Kat bar, you know? And you say to yourself, is it really worth the 30 seconds it takes to eat a Kit Kat bar and I have to run for 45 minutes to burn it off? Not particularly. And my new job, there is food all over the place. And a lot of it is bad for you. And I've been managing to stay away from it because I know, like, that's a dark road you don't want to go down.
Yeah.
So, you know, and it's just a reminder of, like, I don't want to put it in my fitness pal. I do not want to go into my fitness pal tonight and log in that I had 3 donuts. I don't want that. But then I got to face it. So I'm not going to do it. Yeah.
But it also, it helps because I try and do it in the morning. And that helps me plan. So I can say, okay, if I know, like tonight, we went to get Kira's dance pictures done. Well, we're 15 minutes away. Let's go to Red Robin, because both Michelle and Kira love Red Robin, and so do I. But I'm looking at it as like, okay, I can't have that bacon cheeseburger day. I didn't go walk. I don't have enough calories. Oh, I could have the fish dish instead, you know? Because that works itself out. So it helps you plan out what you want to do. And since I'm the one that cooks dinner.
That's a big part of it, yeah.
Right, so I can manage it by saying, okay, I have this allotment. What can I fit in for that the other two will eat? That's the main thing. I have to deal with them.
I have to deal with them.
And I'm not making 2 different dishes. I'm making one thing, so I have, and you know, it helps because if I'm limiting what I can have, it's limiting what they can have. So it's better all around, really.
What does do you exercise with Kira? Like, does she get involved in that with you? I mean, she's got a kid's metabolism, which is always a great thing. But I mean, I when I go out running, I see more than I used to of like parents and their kids out exercising together. And I always think that's such a great thing to get involved in, like get your kid used to doing that, getting to be active. I think that's especially nowadays when you're so addicted to your screens, there's so many screens to be addicted to. Does Kira exercise with you or exercise on her own?
She is an active kid. Yes. In fact, luckily she is one of those kids where during the summer, it's hard to get her inside.
Mm-hmm.
So she is always out running. She is basically a twig, really. So she's between – for 2 years she played softball. These past 2 years she's had dance with ballet, tap, and jazz. So she's been busy that way. Half the time, if it's nice out, she'll ask if she can go across the street to the playground. So we don't do it together except for one time. And that was done by the Princeton Health System. They had this thing called a kids marathon, where the kids had to do a certain amount of stuff every week, and then essentially going to a marathon distance, whether it was walking, running, riding a bike, whatever. And the last mile, everyone got together, and they did it around a track in Princeton, and the kids all got medals for accomplishing it.
Aww.
So she and I would go out and walk around and do stuff, and then that last mile we did together as part of the group, which was funny because you would think a guy built like me wouldn't be able to outrun a kid. But I was. We were going on. Daddy, can we walk now? Oh, fine. Okay. But she did it. She go. She has the medal. Her medal is hanging up right next to my Rocky Run medal.
Oh,
the
very
first
5K nice.
I did. So we're
very nice.
So she's active. We don't do it together, but she's not one of these kids that sits at home constantly. She's always out doing something, which is terrific. I hope it keeps up.
Yes, absolutely. You said it's once you get in that habit, you really do kind of get addicted to it. So, I think that is going to do it for this Geek Fitness 2. This is, again, not anything Gene and I thought we would necessarily be an ongoing thing, but I think it's becoming an ongoing thing where we're going to check in every so often and see how we're doing. I can't wait to see what kind of progress everybody makes. So, again, as Gene said, if you want to sign up to the group, just go to Facebook and type in Fire and Water Geek Fitness, and you can become part of the group, and we can all challenge one another and whatnot, and marvel at Matt Ev and his deadlifts, which are always amazing. And so, again, I think that is going to do it. Well, Gene, again, thank you so much for doing this with me. This has been a great thing for us to kind of inspire each other on and check in with each other on, and it's very rewarding, and it's great that this notion that you and I had that we came so close to was not even doing has turned into this thing. This has just been fantastic.
Yes. Thank you for, coming up with the idea in the first place. And then, we're both powered through it and look at what happened. It's wonderful.
Yeah. Very cool. So, again, Gene, where can people find you on the internet?
Well, you can find me every Thursday at thehammerstrikes.com. That's my geek blog. Not much on exercising over there. It's mainly just whatever topic pops into my head whenever, whatever shows up in my mind that I just have to get out. The one that I recently reread because of another podcast I was on was me going through the Jedi and other characters in the prequel Star Wars trilogy and comparing them to Arthurian legend and how that might have made things a little bit better.
Very cool.
So if that kind of thing interests you, thehammerstrikes.com. If you want to hear me talk about geeky topics, you can go to twotruefreaks.com. That's twotruefreaks. And I have three shows over there: the Hammer Podcast, which is essentially a verbal version of the blog. Usually, though, on that, I have a guest where we can have a very interesting conversation. I also co-host the Quantum Cast with my good buddy Adam Worth, where we talk about one of our favorite Marvel characters, Quasar, the protector of the universe, also known as Marvel Boy. In case you want, in case that's what's triggering your brain. And I also co-host Anime Freaks with Dr. Bill Robinson. And right now we are going through Record of Lodoss War, one of my favorite animes from the 90s, and one of the hot new animes, Attack on Titan. And we're doing that episode by episode. And I have not seen anything beyond what we're covering on Attack on Titan. So I'm going to be surprised, and you can just listen to my reaction to the new episode. So come on over to Two True Freaks and give it a listen.
Very cool. And, of course, you can find this show among all the other shows on the network site, which is fireandwaterpodcast.com. So, again, please leave comments. We want to hear how you're doing. And come over and join the Facebook group Fire and Water Geek Fitness. So that is going to do it. Everybody get moving. And we will see you, I guess, in a couple of months for Geek Fitness 3, The Destruction of Jared Sin.